弟兄姐妹平安。那我们今天是教会每半年一次的感恩见证聚会。
Today is the every half year gathering of the testimony of giving thanks.
那感恩对于基督徒来说，应该是一件很自然的事情。
Giving thanks should be a really natural thing for Christians.
因为圣经教导我们说要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
Because the Bible teaches us to be joyful always, pray continuously, and give thanks in all circumstances.
那我们信主的时间越长，越知道感恩的重要。
The longer time I become a Christian, the more important that I know about giving thanks.
那么，如果一个基督徒不知道感恩的话，那他的生命就不能够成长。
If a Christian does not know to give thanks, then his life won't grow.
也不能真正明白救恩是神赐给我们是何等大的恩典。
And he won't really understand how big the salvation is for God to give us.
所以信主以后，我们生命最重要的一个改变，就是开始知道感恩。
So after I become a Christian, the most important change in my life is I know to give thanks.
也许我们所处的环境没有什么变化，所面临的困难挑战也还存在。
Even if our environment stays the same, the challenges, the difficulties that we face still exist.
但是我们的心境不一样，我们的眼光也不一样。我们都会说感谢主。
But our heart changed. The way we view things are different, and we'll say, "Thanks, Lord."
那当我们常常这样感恩的时候，那我们说压力就小了，那平安多了，忧虑少了，那喜乐也多了。
When we always give thanks, we're less stressed. We're more peaceful. We're less anxious and more joyful.
那我们也会慢慢的体会到，在这个诗歌诗人所说的。你若尝过主恩的滋味，便知道它是美善的。
And we'll start to experience what the poet said, taste and see the Lord is good.
我们更多认识那位与我们同在、施恩给我们、赐给我们出人意外的平安和喜乐的神。
And we'll know more about the God who is gracious, who gives us peace and joy beyond our understanding.
那当我们把这样的经历传扬出来的时候，那么我们就是在做见证。
When we talk about our experience like this, we call it testimony.
那我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
你从高天降临。
You rise from the high mountain.
你来拯救我们。
You come to the world to save us.
主啊，你舍弃天上的荣耀。
You give up the glory from the heaven.
我要让我们可以进入你的荣耀。
So that we can enter your glory.
我们谢谢你，我们都是蒙了你何等大的恩典。
Thank you, Lord. We embraced all your grace.
我们的心满了感恩。
We're thankful and grateful.
主啊，你让我们的生活、生命被改变。
You totally changed our lives.
我们要把我们一切的感谢、一切的赞美、一切的荣耀都归给你。
We're going to give all our thanks and glory to you.
我们求你今天在我们当中。
Lord, please be with us today.
你把我们的心敞开。
You open our hearts.
把我们的见证来诉说出来。
You let us talk about our testimonies about you.
把荣耀归给你。
Give our glories to you.
把你的平安赐给你所爱的人。
Please give your peace to the people you love.
我们谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
那我们今天是感恩见证聚会。那我们是来为耶稣基督做见证。我们看第一个中文哈。
Today is the gathering for the testimony of giving thanks, and we are the testimony of Jesus Christ.
那在约翰福音的最后两节，他说到，他说为这些事做见证，并且记载这些事的，就是这门徒。我们也知道他的见证是真的。耶稣所行的事还有许多，若是一一都写出来，我想所写的数就是世界也容不下了。
So in the Gospel of John, chapter 21, this is the disciple who is bearing witness about these things and who has written these things. And we know that his testimony is true. Now there are also many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written.
Yeah. 那使徒约翰把他所看见、所听见、所经历的耶稣基督见证出来。
So Apostle John has testified about the Jesus that he's seen, he heard about, and he experienced with.
让我们知道耶稣基督是神的儿子，他降世为人，为世人的罪被钉在十字架上， 死后三天复活。
So that we know that Jesus is the Son of God, and he came to the world, he's crucified and died on the cross, and he resurrected after 3 days.
他成就了神的救赎计划。
He accomplished God's plan of salvation.
他拣选十二个门徒，教导他们，训练他们，也差遣他们为他做见证。
He chose the 12 disciples, he preached them, he trained them, he sent them to the world to testify about him.
那主耶稣在升天之前啊，吩咐他们说，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到极极做我的见证。
So before Jesus goes back to heaven, he said,But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
那其实整本圣经都是在为耶稣基督做见证。
Actually, the entire Bible is testimony for Jesus Christ.
那在约翰福音五章三十九节，主耶稣对犹太人说：“你们查考圣经，因为你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。”
So in Gospel of John chapter 5 it says, you study this book because you think you can possess eternal life from it. And actually this book is the testimony for me.
所以旧约是以色列人经历神的见证。
So the Old Testament is about the testimony of the Israelites' experience with God.
那神拣选以色列人做神的选民，与他们立约，要他们在世人面前为神做见证。
So God chose Israelites, and they made,He made covenants with them. He wanted them to be their testimony.
但是以色列人常常是失败的见证。
But Israelites failed all the time.
那使徒行传、使徒书信，见证了初期教会的成长。
So the letters and acts of the disciples, they have witnessed the growth of the early churches.
以及圣灵在教会当中，在使徒身上的工作。
As well as the Holy Spirit has been working in the disciples and the churches.
他借着教会和使徒行了许多的神迹奇事。
He has showed a lot of signs and wonders through the churches and disciples.
虽然教会使徒遭受患难逼迫，但是福音却越发广传。
Even if the churches and disciples experience forces, but gospel is widely spread.
显明这是神的计划，是神的大能。
It shows that this is God's plan and God's power.
那在过去的两千多年当中，历史历代的教会圣徒也为耶稣基督做了美好的见证。
So over the past 2,000 years, generations of disciples and churches have been great testimonies for Jesus Christ.
顺服耶稣基督将福音传到地极的呼召。
They obeyed Jesus Christ and answered the call to spread the gospel to the end of the world.
将福音传到未得之地、未得之民，将神的爱、神的救恩传给他们。
And he spread the gospel to the untaken land and untaken people, and he brought God's love and God's salvation to them.
众人付上生命的代价也在所不惜。
Even if they have paid off their life as price, they won't care.
在两千多年前，在宣教士马里逊、戴德生、富能人，他们就是带着这样的使命，将神的爱、将神的福音带到了中国。
So over 200 years ago, the missionaries, James Freyson, James Hudson, and Rob Morrison, they have this, taken these missions and brought gospel to China. They have set great examples for us. They are the testimonies of Jesus Christ. So each one of us Christians is the disciple of Jesus Christ. Our lives are changed by Jesus Christ, and we have to embrace His grace.
经历了神的供应，神的医治。
We have experienced His offerings, His healings.
我们也都是耶稣基督的见证人。
And we are also testimonies of Jesus Christ.
我们要将神为我们所做的何等大的事传讲出来。
We want to tell people how great things God has done for us.
让神得荣耀。
We wanted to glorify Him.
让神的名、神的名、神的爱、基督的福音被传扬。
We wanted to let God's name, God's love, be spread, and the gospel be spread.
那在我们现今的这个电子多媒体的时代。
So now we're living in the age of data and media, multimedia.
神让我们有更多的方式，可以更快、更有效地为他做见证、传福音。
So God has allowed us to spread His gospel in a more efficient and speedy ways.
那我们为耶稣基督做见证，中心是耶稣。
So we are the testimonies of Jesus Christ, and the center is Jesus Christ.
不是我们自己。
Not ourselves.
就像保罗他说，我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。
Just like Paul has said that I won't boast other things, but I would only boast Jesus Christ's cross.
夸口的当指着主夸口。
Let those who boast boast in Jesus Christ.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
所以 是神爱我们，来使用我们，将他的爱、他的大能、他的智慧来表明出来。
It's God who loves us, who uses us, who reveals his love, his great power, his everything through us.
那见证实际上是来帮助我们，让我们可以更加的信靠神。
Well, testimonies is actually helping us to trust more in God.
在历史历代的圣徒们都在为耶稣基督做见证。
Generations of disciples have been testifying about Jesus Christ.
他们见证神的全能、神的慈爱、神的信实。
They have been testifying about God's almighty power, God's love, and God's faithfulness.
所以他们的见证成为后来人认识神、信靠神的帮助。
Their testimonies have been great help for the people in the later generations who want to know God.
那我们许多人信主，除了有人给我们传福音，除了读圣经，还因为我们听到、读到、看到许多的人的见证。
A lot of us who become Christians, not only because we have read about Bible, we have heard about gospel, but also we have seen, we have heard a lot of testimonies.
他们生命的改变，他们与神同行的生活，都让我们震撼，让我们羡慕。
Their life has been changed, and the way they walk with Jesus Christ every day is really admiring and amazing.
让我们感受到又真又活的神确实存在。
And we feel that.The God really exists. He's the true living God.
我们也可以来认识他，亲近他。
And we can be close to him. And we can get to know him.
所以见证可以帮助我们自己的生命成长。
Testimony also helps us grow in ourselves.
那我们信主以后，生活不会一帆风顺，天使常来。
After we become Christians, it doesn't mean that our lives would always be easy.
我们仍然会遇到困难、失败。
We'll still experience a lot of difficulties and failures.
我们会有忧伤、孤独，也会经过沙漠、幽谷。
There are sad and lonely times. We still walk through deserts and valleys.
我们也有软弱无助的时候。
There are weak and helpless times.
也会怀疑说：“神啊，你忘记我了吗？神啊，你还爱我吗？”
And then we question, "Oh God, did you forget about me, or do you still love me?"
那这个时候，当我们去思想过去经历神的见证，就可以来帮助我们。
At this time, we should think about our past experience, God, and that would help us.
来激励我们，帮我们走过苦难。
It will inspire us and help us walk through the difficult times.
可以再次来经历神，经历神的信实，经历神的拯救。
And once again, we can experience His faithfulness and His salvation.
让我们的信心得到坚固，我们的生命可以更加成熟、成长。
So that our faith could be strengthened and our lives can grow and be more mature.
可以像约伯一样说，我以前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
And we can say like Job that, my ears have heard about you, and now my eyes have seen you.
那见证可以帮助我们的后代。
Testimonies could also help our descendants.
那虽然我们每个人和神的关系是个人的。
Even if our relationship with God is personal.
那父母不能代替子女来做决定信主。
So parents cannot decide for their kids whether they want to believe in God or not.
但是我们的见证可以来帮助他们认识神。
But our testimonies can help them to know God.
我们要把我们对神的认识、神的作为、神的信实来告诉他们。
We wanted to tell them our knowledge about God, God's faithfulness.
将神的话、神的命令教导他们。
We wanted to teach them God's words and God's wills.
让他们从父辈、祖辈跟随神的见证，自己也可以来选择跟随神。
So through the testimonies of their parents and grandparents, they can choose to believe in God as well.
那在我们中间，这些在教会中长大的孩子。
So among us, there are a lot of kids that have been brought up in church.
我们今天当中有很多的青少年孩子在我们中间。
A lot of the teenagers in us today.
那如果他们不能看见父母们跟随神的真实见证。
If they cannot see the real testimonies by their parents.
那只是教导他们的圣经的知识。
Just merely teach them the knowledge of the Bible.
我想是没办法让他们幸福的。
I don't think they can truly believe in God.
是不是这样子？
Is it right or not?
那这两天我读到这个圣经诗篇第七十八篇，这两句话我常常在我的这个心中来提醒我。
So these couple of days I've reading the psalm and these two sentences come across me.
我没有打在这个上面，所以今天早上我突然想着我要讲这一段话。
Oh, so he didn't have it in the screen and he thought about he would talk about it.
他这一句他说我们要将耶和华的美德和他的能力并他奇妙的作为述说给我们的后代听。
We wanted to tell our later generations God's great things, His great deeds, and His goodness.
好叫他们仰望神，不忘记神的作为。
So that they can look up to God and don't forget what God has done to them.
我要遵守他的命令。
I would want to obey His orders.
那见证也帮助那些还在寻找耶稣的人。
So testimony also helps those people who are seeking Jesus Christ.
那在我们中间还有许多慕道的朋友。
So among us, there are a lot of non-Christian friends who are still seeking Jesus Christ.
就像我们当初一样，来到教会，来看到这些基督徒脸上的笑容，他们的爱心，由衷的喜乐和平安。
So just like how we were before when we first came to churches, we see the Christians with smiling faces and their love for people, their peace, their joy.
那看看他们的条件好像也不比我们好。
We're thinking that they don't seem to be richer than us.
那他们的这些平安和喜乐和爱心是从哪里来的呢？
So where does all this joy and peace and love come from?
是因为耶稣。
It's because of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣在他们的心中。
Because Jesus Christ is in their hearts.
他们的生命被翻转。
Their life is totally changed.
他们的人生不再一样。
And their lives are totally different.
他们的重担由耶稣来帮他们背负。
Jesus taken away their burdens.
耶稣忧虑由耶稣为他们分担。
Jesus shares their worries.
困难由耶稣帮他们解决。
And Jesus solved their problems.
所以他们更自由。
So they're more free in mind.
他们有平安喜乐。
They have peace and they have joy.
当我们看到这样的见证，我们就被吸引，就也要来信耶稣。
When we see testimonies like this, we are attracted and we wanted to believe in Jesus Christ.
所以我们每一个基督徒都是耶稣基督的见证。
So every one of us Christians is a testimony of Jesus Christ.
每一个教会也都是耶稣基督的见证。
And every church is a testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们教会每半年一次的见证聚会，就是让弟兄姐妹一起来分享自己的见证。
This every half year testimony gathering is to give our brothers and sisters an opportunity to share your testimonies.
来思想神在我们个人、家庭、教会或者工作中的作为。
To think about what Jesus Christ has done to ourselves, our families, our churches, our work.
叫荣耀归给神。
And to glorify.
我们众人也都被激励，更好的爱主，跟随主。
So that all of us will be more inspired to love God more and follow Him closer.
那就像希伯来书第十二章第一节，那么我们都很熟悉的这一段经文，我们一起来读。
Let's just read together.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围绕着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去荣誉残累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。那我们今天的这个见证呢，我们前面有一段时间是有一个建堂的一些见证，那我们搬进来以后，我们还没有机会来
Since we moved in, we didn't have chance to give thanks to the building church building construction. So today I wanted to start by giving thanks of the church construction.
那大家记得哈，我们第一次搬到教会来聚会是哪一天
？Do you remember the first day we came to worship God in the new church?
3月23号
March 23rd
Good Friday
Good Friday
那到今天我们搬入信堂刚好三个月
So it's been 3 months to you today
虽然我们还在适应调整还有一些问题需要解决
Even if we are still accommodating there are things that need to be figured out
但是我们已经很快已经习惯这个自己的家了
But we are getting used to our home very well
那我们不需要每个主日来摆椅子来调音响
We don't have to come every Sunday to set up chairs to adjust audios.
主日学老师也不需要每天拎着很重的这个教材包。
So Sunday school teachers don't have to carry heavy bags.
那服侍饭食的弟兄姐妹也不需要一早起来煮饭，把饭锅带到教会来。
Lunch service co-workers don't have to get up early to cook rice or bring their pots.
那孩子们也可以有自己的教室。
And kids can have their own classrooms.
那当我们在享受这许多方面的时候，那我有时在回想，好像不太真实一样的。
When we're enjoying all this convenience, and I talk to myself, this doesn't seem to be real.
大家看了这个几张照片哈，从左边这样这个，那。
From the left to right.
有多少人还记得说这个以前是什么样子
？How many of you still remember what it's like in the past?
大家看那边一片草地，最上面所长成那样。
It's a land of grass.
那我们可能已经忘记或者正在忘记这以前的景象。
So we might have already forgotten, or we are starting to forget the past.
但是我们要知道，这个新堂建成是神的作为。
But we need to know that this is the act by God.
从头到尾都是他的手在引导。
From beginning to the end, is His hands leading.
那我们能够参与这项圣功，见证他的奇妙，实在是神的恩典。
The fact that we are able to participate in this holy work is entirely His grace.
所以借着这次的见证机会呢，我们也要特别为弟兄姐妹分享一些建堂过程当中神的恩典。
So we would like to share about the grace we embraced during this church construction.
好让我们自己、我们的儿女和以后来的弟兄姐妹可以知道并且记得神实在是恩待了我们洛城基督福音教会。
So that ourselves, our kids, and the future brothers and sisters will really know that how gracious God has been to us, our EM church.
那我们下面先有一些建堂的分享。
And then we're going to have some testimonies about the church construction.
和 Michael。
大家好，感谢主，今天我和大家分享一些神在建堂初期对我们的带领。
Thanks to the Lord for allowing me to share some of the God's lead in the earlier phases of the building project.
荣耀都归给神。
Glory to our Lord.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。
Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain.
若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain.
我主要想和大家分享两点。
I just want to share two main points.
第一点就是现在这块地实在是神给我们的最好的预备。
First, this particular land is really the best grace from God.
第二点，上帝带领我们胜过了很多在设计和一开始就是取得施工许可的这个方面所遇到的挑战。
So second, God's leading really surpasses, you know, our expectations for the design process of this building project.
下一张。往下。
Next slide.
OK. 自从2009年以来，我们看了不少现成的房产。
Ever since 2009, we have looked at many empty lots.
因为知道买地建新房可能会很难。
We know that buying land and build a new house on it is very difficult.
时间可能拖得很长不说，费用也可能会很高。
It could be very time consuming and the cost could be very high.
而且还有失败建不成的危险。
And there's a risk of not completing the project.
但是教会的同工们去看的有一定规模的旧房要么太贵了。
Some of the lands that we have seen, large scale piece of lots, they're too expensive.
要么环境不好。
or the neighborhood is not very good.
要么地点不好。
Or the location is not very good.
要么又太破旧
了。Or it's in very poor condition.
我们可以看到很多就是像右边这样的房子哈。
You can see that there are a lot of places like the diagrams on the right hand side.
所以那个时候呢，同工们又考量了不少可以建新堂的这个地段。
So ever since then, you know, co-workers have seen many vacant lots for building the church building.
比如在 Rockview 市区里面的一些地。
For example, there are some lots inside Rockview City.
但是呢，做了一些方案调研后呢，发现地段受限太多了。
But through some investigation and feasibility study, we found there's a lot of restrictions on these lots.
那里很难得到政府批准，同时呢又非常的贵。
It was very hard to get government's approval, and they're also very expensive.
终于在2011年，神让我们看到现在这块地，感谢神。
So eventually, God led us to see this particular lot. In 2011.
这里交通方便，地大价美，正是大家心中的迦南美地。
This is a very convenient location in terms of transportation, and the lot is very big, beautiful. It's really like the land of Canaan.
我们教会很顺利的于2011年2月4日将地买下，接着建堂委员会就成立了。
So our church purchased the land on February 4th, 2011, and right after that, the building committee has been established.
但是我们还要进去得这地。
But we have to enter this land.
神从此带领我们开始迎接各样的挑战。
Since then, God has led us to take on many challenges.
这里举例一些刚开始的时候的主要的设计筹划工作。
Here are some examples of the earlier phase design and preparation work.
我们看到头四个月，包括和蒙哥马利郡政府开会。
In the first four months, including meetings with Montgomery County government.
与邻居协调。
Coordinating with our neighbors.
开始总平面图、建筑布置与布局研究等等。
Start planning for the site plan, inside decoration, and the architectural design.
我特别想提到一点。
I just want to mention one point.
就是我们刚开始是碰上了一个很大的问题。
When we started, we had met a very major issue.
靠近 Central Avenue 主入口的车道太窄了，必须要拓宽。
So the driveway into this lot through Central Avenue is very narrow, if you can see from the diagram.
但那里有一个小溪，不能轻易碰的。
So we cannot widen it because there was a stream and we could not really touch it.
如果修改的话，不光政府报批非常的复杂，能不能批下来都不一定了。
If we modify it, we don't know whether the government would approve it or it could never be widened.
正当我们感到受挫的时候
，So when we were frustrated,
突然打听到蒙郡政府正在这里设计一个人行道的工程。
All of a sudden, we came to know that the county government was redesigning the sidewalk.
经联系后，政府人员答应会把我们的入口拓宽，结合到他们的人行道工程里去做。
So after contacting the government actually promised to help us with widening the entrance.
但是时间非常短，我们必须要在时间刚刚好又非常短，我们必须要在这段时间内把我们的这个入口拓宽的方案交给他们。
But the time was very rushed. We had to provide the government with our winding plan within a very short time period.
就这么巧。
It is such a coincidence.
但是神知道所有的事情。
But God knows everything.
一个看似极大的路障就这么被挪开了。
Something seems so critical and large was just removed by God so easily.
实在感谢神，他给我们的恩典是超过我们的所求所想。
Praise the Lord, God's grace is really beyond our expectation and hope.
之后的设计过程也不乏各种大的挑战。
So afterwards, there are many challenges still.
比如邻居们抱怨去政府告状。
For example, neighbors complained to the government.
公开听证会。
There was public hearings.
各种规划要求。
there were various zoning regulations we have.
建筑规范和绿色建筑规范等等。
Building fire code, green regulations, and so on and so forth.
所以这不只是一个工程项目而已。
This is not just a construction project.
也是一场属灵的征战。
This is a spiritual war.
是神的带领与教会众弟兄姐妹同心合意的祷告。
让我们得胜有余。It is really through God's leading and our sisters and brothers' prayer and unity lead us to victory.
最后我想说的是，有人靠车，有人靠马，但我们要提到耶和华我们神的名。
At the end, I want to mention some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God.
一切荣耀都归给神，阿门。
All glory to our God. Amen. Good morning, everyone.
大家好。啊，谢谢奇给我们的做的见证。
Thanks,
那个设计一个新堂呢？设计一个新堂并不是那么简单的，因为那个跟你那个买一幢新的房子完全不一样。你去买新房子的话呢，那个 builder 已经有好几个图案了，然后你就选一个就可以了。
Designing a new church building is not that easy. It's not like you're buying a house. If you want to buy a new house, even if it's a new construction, you can select from just a few layouts and that's it.
因为我们从开始我们就我们有一个大概的概念，大概那个近百厅要多大要有多少个停车位，要有多少个教室等等。可是呢，这些要重新把它组合起来，也是不是一件容易的事情。
So in the very beginning, we had some ideas how large we want the sanctuary to be, how many parking lots we need, and you know, how many classrooms should be in the building. But you know, putting them all together is not an easy thing.
So from 2012年开始呢，我们请奇一弟兄是一位很有经验的设计师，我们就开始请他为我们设计一个那个概念的图案。
So through 2012, we invited the brother Qi to be our architect. He's a very experienced architectural designer.
他每一次画图案了以后呢，那个建堂委员和那个长老会呢，我们会很仔细的去研究，然后研究以后呢，会给他给他一些我们的建议，然后呢，他又重新再画第二次。
Every time Qi brother completed the conceptual design, The building committee studied very carefully, and then we provided him feedback, and then he goes back again to do another round of design.
然后每画一次呢，我们都会讨论一次。然后呢，就是因为我们知道那个图案第一画那个图，他需要有很多的经验他要知道里面要有多每一个房间能多少有人。容纳多少个人，然后有几个那个逃生地方等等，这些都是他需要考虑的。所以呢，他也花了很多的心血都每一次呢给我们一个图案。
So every time he completes a new design, we have to discuss in detail. And after we provide him with feedback, he goes back to redo the conceptual design. And there's a lot of considerations that he has to.Think through, for example, you know, so how large the room can be, how many fire exits needed to be designed into the diagrams, and you know, there's just a lot of considerations that he has to go through. So he put in a lot of effort to make these designs.
大家如果还记得的话，那块地上本来有一幢很旧的房子，我们那时候还有一个希望，就是能够把那幢房子也能够保存下来。
If you recall, there was actually an old house on this lot.We were at a time considering to reuse the old house into our design.
所以从开始到最后呢，七弟兄一共为我们画了13次的概念图。
So Brother T altogether made 13 conceptual designs from the beginning to the end.
他画了13次图的时候，他没有问教会要一分钱。
He never asked for a penny from the church.
2013年的四月份呢，那个我们的国兴弟兄呢，就给我们介绍了一下他申请那个室外设计的一些情况。
So April 14, 2013, Kevin gave a briefing on site plan application.
那时候我们真的是开了很多会啊，因为我们也讨论了很多不同的方案，比如说建筑材料啊，各种可能性，因为我们的希望就是能够减低我们的预算。
At the time, we had a great number of meetings. We discussed many potential plans because our goal was try to cut down, reduce the overall cost for the building project.
为了想知道我们那个设计大概需要多少预算呢？我们在2013年呢，我们请了一个建筑商为我们做了一次估价。那个时候开始呢，我们心里有个数，大概我们的预算应该定在哪里。
So in order to help us with really budgeting the project, we invited an estimate from a builder to give us a rough estimate so that we can get some rough understanding of the overall budget.
我们还跟那个华人的建筑商沟通了一下，就希望能够呢我们得到一个更比较好的一个价钱。
We've also talked with some Chinese contractors to hope to get better estimates.
我们那时候的打算呢，就是我们需要一个敬拜厅，大概能容纳600人，然后呢，我们还需要一个室内的篮球场，以及呢，我们需要19个教室。
So at the time we knew that we want to have a sanctuary that can accommodate 600 people and a basketball and also a basketball court and a number of classrooms.
2014年的初期呢，我们开始就是跟那个建筑商开始了有一个那个 interview 的一个 process。我们一共 interview 了3个 contractor。
So since January 2014, we have interviewed a few general contractors. We've altogether interviewed 3 general contractors.
2014年呢，我们也开始跟一个 architect 叫 John Corkill 开始第一次的谈话然后那个时候呢，他也开始了给我们画了一些概念图。
So also in 2014, we have met with an architect called John Corkill, and he started some conceptual design for us.
他一共为我们画了5次那个概念图。
So altogether, he drew 5 conceptual designs for us.
所以弟兄姐妹，你们今天坐在那个今天来到我们诺城教会，那是第18次的那个设计。
So today's building, as you sit in it, is actually the number 18th design.
然后在2014年呢，我们就开始了跟John Corbett 开始了讨论那个合同的问题。
So again, August 2014, we started negotiating with John Corkill.
我想特别提一下的呢，就是8月25号晚上呢，我们在教会办公室跟那个邻居呢开了一次会。
So I just want to mention especially that on August 25th, 2014, we had a special meeting with our neighbors.
我们就想听一下他们对我们的那个建厂那个意见。
We just want to get some feedback from them.
大家知道美国人说话非常的坦率。
So we all know the American people, they're very straightforward.
可是那天晚上他们那个坦率简直是让我惊讶。
Actually, their straightforwardness amazed me.
甚至有人就是威胁我们，他们会可能要起诉，阻止我们那个建筑方案。
Some of them even threatened to sue us to stop us from building the project.
可是在所有的邻居中间，有一位基督徒，他就对我说：“你们只要好好祷告，那个堂一定能建起来。”
So among all neighbors, there was one Christian who told me that if you guys just pray earnestly, your building project will be done.
所以就是感谢弟兄姐妹的祷告，感谢弟兄姐妹的支持，感谢弟兄姐妹在金钱上的奉献我们在2016年呢，我们就收到了那个2份的那个投标。
So thank you to your prayers, thank you for your support.
那我们也经过了很多的讨论，最后呢，我们就选了那个 Huber 那个公司为我们去盖这个教堂。
So in 2016, we received 2 bids, and then we finally chose Herbert.To be our contractor.
所以从开始到现在我们经过了好多年的讨论研究真的是不知道有多少弟兄姐妹在这个背后花了很多的时间，他都是他们的自己的时间，很多的心血，我们都能够在一起。更重要的就是我们对外有对外的矛盾，我们在里面我们有自己的事情需要商量。我非常感谢主赐给我们很多的成熟的弟兄姐妹，我们能够大家在一起都心平气和的能够解决每一个问题。所以等到堂建完了以后， 等到他们建完了以后，那个啊，告诉弟兄说啊，我们搬进来了。我就对他讲，我说更重要的就是我们今天大家还能够在一起。
From the beginning till now, I don't even recall how many meetings we have gone through, discussions, negotiations. You know, I've seen just so many brothers pouring their time and effort into this building project. There are so many problems, issues that we have to deal with, both external and internal discussions that we have to deal with. You know, it's just amazing. Until today, at the end of the day, Brother, Elder Ye said one thing that is that today, I'm kind of amazed that we're still together, worshiping God together. So.
感谢主，希望弟兄姐妹好好的在这里，我们大家能够在这个新的堂之中，我们被神的话语感动，我们能够一心一意的侍奉神，能够在这个地上为他去做一个美好的见证。
Praise the Lord that hopefully all of us can sit here, learn words from from our God and really serve our God and you know worship Him.
谢谢。
Thank you.
感谢奇毅跟Michael 能够跟我们讲前面这两个大，就是说还没进去开始来建堂之前所经历到这么长的等候，从完全什么都没有，一直到有一个地方我们可以开始建，可以开始来筹划，这是一个非常非常长的过程。
Thanks, Brother Qi and Michael, sharing with us the entire process from the beginning.To the moment that we moved into this new building. This is a very long process. There's a lot of things went on in between. I just want to praise our God.
当我刚刚 Michael 讲的，当我第一次进来见到他的时候，我不晓得那时候有没有 hug 他，那我那时候真想 hug 他。
When I first told Michael, yeah,
真的是感谢主，我们直到如今仍然在一起，能够来敬拜主，把堂也建好。
Yeah, when I first saw Michael, I didn't recall if I hugged him, but I really wanted to hug him because now we're still together worshiping God. It's the praise to our Lord.
接下来跟大家分享一个非常重要的一个原则，我们在经历这么多的会议当中一个非常重要原则。我相信从这个原则里面，我们可以思想到许许多多家庭里面。个人跟别人的相处，教会同工里面的一些的一个属灵原则来跟大家分享。
So I want to share with you all a very important principle. This is a very important spiritual to help us even within our daily lives. And this principle really was so important through our entire building project.
感谢神，让我们在很多不同的同工有不同的恩赐、不同的技术。但是感谢神，在借着不同的人他们的长处，我们仍然在基督里面有一个合一的心，我是非常感谢神。
So I praise our Lord for giving us so many co-workers who have different talents and gifts that we all could work together.
我们先要在那个建堂委员会里面有一个内部的很多技术的各方面的这些商量，到最后慢慢好久以后得到一些差不多可以报告的时候，我们需要再向长老执事来提报。接下来执事长老一起来祷告以后，觉得是差不多，我们也需要来跟会众跟同工跟会众这样一层一层的，先在整个的报告的过程，希望让我们所提督出来的更加的完整，更加的全面。
So the entire process goes like this. So through within the building committee, we have to have spent a lot of time discussing the technical details. And then when we come to some sort of conclusion, then we report our progress and designs to the deacon and elders so they can have a chance to pray for the design. And then when the entire design becomes somewhat important to report to the whole congregation, thenwe present such designs. So the entire process is really through layers and layers of discussions and planning. And it's a long process, but it's a very, it's just a long process.
所以我们也是定期的来跟会众报告我们建堂的进度啊。就大家可以想象的，一方面我们的功能需要有，但是功能越多越大，表示那个钱要越多越大，所以常常在需要有一个很重要的平衡。那在整个过程当中，我们都能够有机会来聆听会众给我们的反馈啊。所有的在这里，我可以用良心讲，你所有的每一个反馈，我们都思考过、考虑过，但到最后或许没有按照你所想的来行。但是在整个过程中有一个非常重要的一个决策啊，可能不一定是合乎一个人所想的，但是我相信上帝带领我们是最好的最后的这个结果。
So we report progress of the building project to the congregation regularly. There are many functions that we desire through this building.But also, the more functions we add would cost more money to the building project. So, we try to listen to everyone's feedback, but sometimes we may not entertain or accommodate everyone's feedback. It doesn't really mean that, we don't try to meet everyone's need, but it's really a balancing act that we have to decide upon because of cost concerns. And so it is a decision process.And at the end of the day, honestly, I can say that we have considered every single feedback, but we may not have accommodated every feedback.
我们在中间的一个决策过程当中，我大概分着几项。第一个，我们是先内部的人有一个非常敞开的交流跟讨论，大家能够放下己意，能够来倾听对方。
So let me share with you the decision-making process. First, there's internal debate with open sharing within ourselves.
接下来我们听些不同的意见的时候，我们能够再退一步，再来想我们是不是有什么问题，那我们再做更多的研究。接下来验证甚至到最后常常有的是需要在等候，让我们更加清楚我们所做的决定要做的决定它的后面有什么样的一个后果。所以感谢神，我们也能够在祷告当中也为这些事情能够献上我们的祷告。感谢神，在我们建堂同工开会的时候，牧师也都跟我们在一起，能够有一些属灵的交通跟把关。
So the second step is really, we have to rethink some of the discussions and issues, and sometimes we have to take a step back to reconsider some of the thought process that we have gone through, and that we oftentimes we have to reexamine.Discern, and sometimes we even have to wait and pray. And you know, throughout this process, there's a lot of back and forth. The goal is really for us to make the right decision to make sure that we consider the right things. And thank God that our pastor has always been with us through our meetings, and he has provided us spiritual guidance through this process.
所以有一些时候我们需要要做及时的决策因为那个我们只能根据我们当时所有的资料我们要做决定，因为那一天必定要做决定。所以在这个过程当中，很好几次的我们的会议都到了午夜以后感谢神对这一群的建堂的弟兄真的是非常的忠心跟我们在一起。
Yeah, so sometimes we have to make decisions within a certain time period. And, you know, so we have to meet beyond midnight many, many times. So praise the Lord for giving us such wonderful co-workers in the building committee that they're very loyal to our Lord.
我在这里要特别讲说，我们的建堂委员真是一群我叫做他们是一群绝不放弃的问题的终结者。反正他不会讲说做到这里我不干了，他有问题一定要把它解决。每一个都是这样，我为上帝感谢这一群的同工。
I really want to give thanks to our Lord for our wonderful building committee members. They're not quitters. They're problem terminators. They always try to solve problems and they never give up.
刚刚提到的就是说要来得建堂的 这样的一个许可、我们需要跟九个 Montgomery County 在那边的不同的 agency 他们的工作机关、还有经过还要拿到十一个以上的那个的那个许可才能够开始来在这里挖地建筑。
So for this building construction we have to deal with 9 plusMontgomery County agencies and to acquire 11 plus permits in order for us to even start the building project.
接下来我们在施工的现场，我们每一个礼拜四，以前有一个 trader， 我们就每一个礼拜四都要在那里开会，早上十点的时候就要在那里开会。
So,yeah, there was a trailer on the parking, outside actually. We had to meet every Thursday at 10 o'clock to meet.
另外我们也需要跟我们的邻居还有在我们附近有一个非常强的 Home Association Warner Hill 是非常强的。我记得我们刚开始说要在这里建堂的时候，他们已经到我们聚会的那个小学，已经把我们流量多少人多少车都已经算得清清楚楚。
So we have to deal with neighbors and also a very strong homeowner associationthat's called Warner Hill Homeowner Association. They were, even in the beginning, they went to our old Parkland Middle School. They calculated how many people we have and how many cars we have. And, you know, so they were...
Yeah. 我们的建堂的同工也是要定期的参加他们的社区会议。所以他们有任何问题就在里面讲出来，我们很快就解决，不会在里面越酿越酿，到后面越来越大，很难解决问题。我们感谢神。
So our home, our building committee members also have to attend the homeowner association's regular meetings, so that you know when we hear problems from us, we have to deal with the problems and try to resolve them as quickly as we can.
我给大家这个图是给大家有一个 idea。我们整个建堂的程序大概有几个大的部分。
So this diagram shows some of the major steps.
你可以想象每一个大的 task 里面有非常非常多的那个问题啊，有多少的会议需要来商量，多少个决定。所以你所看到的一个那边窗。好像比较小一点，颜色不太对。你把它放在那整里面，那个是非常非常微小的一个部分。
So, by looking at this diagram, you can imagine how many little tasks are buried into each phase. You know, there are many, many discussions and issues that we have to deal with. For example, that little window over there, where you put it is very tricky. It could be risky if you put it in the wrong place.
Yeah.刚刚讲的就有经过11个 permit， 等到你开始要来建这个堂的时候，到最后我们发现一共有70几个 permit， 开始建了以后还有70几个 permit 弄起来，那其中一个 permit 最后的 alarm 的 permit 要用5次来检查才过。
So in the beginning there were only 11 plus permits, but by the endthere were altogether 70 plus permits that we had to acquire. So for example, the very last permit required us to go through 5 inspections to pass.
好，回去，对，这个。那这个是给大家看一下，是我们能够开始这里挖地，要经过九个Montgomery County 的 agency， 还有11个不同的 permit， 至少，那是我看得到的。那很多Kevin 很可能在背后已经弄掉很多的，只是那个都没有算，这是我知道的就有这么多。
So just to show you, this table shows that just before digging on this ground, we had to get 9 plus permits, dealing with 11 plus agencies. This is just all I know. There could be many other documents that we had to have before the digging starts.
这个是刚刚讲的礼拜四的开会你可以看到礼拜四David 我还有大宝都在里面开会。那个 Kevin 坐在对面那边。那我们的右边前面那一个是男生是我们的 Huber 的 manager Scott 那他的左边是Suzanne， 是我们的 architect John Cokio， 跟他一起同工作的。我们非常感谢这一个 team。我们自己的外面的，我们看到都有神极大的保守，我们献上感恩。
So this is our building committee at our weekly meeting. So you can see that it's me, David, and Da Bao and Kevin. And sitting in the front is our Hoover contractor representative and our architect Susan, who's a co-worker of John. So as you can see, I really want to give thanks to God for such wonderful team members.
然后等到我们都建好了，我们开始可以进来了。那是不是马上就有呢？那我们接下来就是一个很重要的是 transition team。那我们怎么搬进来？里面的地方怎么样？那这个我们请那个建中来跟大家报告。
So next is our transition and setting up the new building. As you can see, this is the transition team.
弟兄姐妹好，我来跟大家分享一下呢，就是神在我们布置教会还有搬迁过程当中的作为和恩典。
Hi everyone, I want to share with you God's work in our moving and setting up a new building.
那么其实我们从去年三四月份就开始准备搬迁，许多弟兄姐妹都参与这个服事，尽心尽力，花了大量的时间和精力。
So since last March we started.Of the preparation for the moving and transition. A lot of brothers and sisters participated in this ministry and they spent all their heart and strength on this work.
Yeah, 我们感谢神，我们也谢谢每一位参与在这个搬迁过程当中的弟兄姐妹。
So praise the Lord and give thanks to all the brothers and sisters who served in this ministry.
那么更要感谢的呢，是神亲自带领我们，他掌管整个过程的每一个细节。
We really want to give thanks to our God. He controls every little detail and whole process.
他其实从我们最初开始买地一直到现在，他整个过程都在按照神的计划在进行。
So from the moment we bought the land till the moment we moved in, it's all through God's plan.
其中这七年过程当中呢，有的时候呢，有些事呢，对我们来讲可能好像是意外，但是对神呢，从来没有意外。
So throughout the past 7 years, many things seem to be accidents to us, but to God, there's never any accident.
比如说去年12月的份的时候呢，我们很快就要进行最后的总检验，要马上就要搬进来了。那个时候呢，忽然发生了漏水的事件。
So last December, when we thought we were going to complete the final inspection and start moving in, then this leaking issue started.
当时漏了水，把那边的办公室还有对面的这个餐厅都给淹了。这个图片呢，就是当时水淹之后呢，他们在处理。
So the leaking really flooded the office and the multi-purpose room across the hallway here. And then this picture just shows how we were trying to deal with it after the leaking.
我没有时间去详细的分享。那么我就当时呢，我看这些被淹的那个惨状哈，心里面真的是很难受。我当时也是觉得哇，好像什么时候才能够搬进来啊？
I don't have time to share the details, but I was really sad seeing the whole scene at the time, and I was asking myself, when are we going to ever move in?
那么当时我们几个人在检查这个水淹状况的时候呢，莫长老呢就转过身来对我讲了一句话，他说：“神让万事互相效力。”
So when we were discussing this issue, Elder Ma said this to me, that in all things he works for the good of those who love him.
那这句话呢，当时对我是很大的一个安慰。那现在回过头来看呢。当时神真的是用这么一个我们看起来是意外的事故呢，让我们这些人得益处。
So this verse really comforted me. Now when I look back, I think God really gave us a lot of benefit.
那其中一个呢，就是神借着那个事件呢，提醒我们，我们要常常的来祷告，我们不要掉以轻心，我们要把事情交托在神的手里面， so、我们要来谦卑的依靠神。
So one of the benefits is that God is telling us to pray always, that we should give our burden to God, that we should be humbling ourselves before God when we serve.
那么在整个建堂还有布置新堂搬迁过程当中呢，我觉得非常奇妙的一件事情是，神在每一个时刻都及时的兴起有各样恩赐的弟兄姐妹。
So throughout the entire moving and transition process,Our Lord always raises many brothers and sisters who have
experiences and talents and gifts.
可以说呢，我觉得可以这样讲，我们在哪个时刻需要什么样的人才，神就给我们什么样的人才，真的是非常的奇妙。
So I can say this is very miraculous. Whenever we need some talent and gift, God provides such talent and gift at that particular time.
那许许多多的弟兄姐妹呢，被神感动，奉献出时间、精力、金钱，在神的家中尽心尽力。我们可以看到，把新堂布置的这么整齐，这么漂亮。
So many brothers and sisters were moved by God, providing their time, effort, and even financial support, so that our church can be so wonderful and beautiful.
我相信每一位参与服事的弟兄姐妹，在服事当中都经历到了神的同在。
I believe every brother and sister who participated in this ministry has experienced God.
也感受到了在基督身体里面，我们一起服事的那个爱和那个温暖。
Also, they have experienced the love and warmth through serving in the body of Christ.
那么我相信大家也体会到了在服事中的喜乐，心里面的火热。
And I believe that we all experience the zeal that through serving our Lord.
我想这就是神要借着建堂来建造我们每一个人的生命。
I really think that through the building project, God wants to build ourselves, our lives.
我们在搬迁过程中呢，有很多的事情要做。一一的列出来呢，有真的是要需要十几个 slides。那么没有办法呢，我这里就是很简单的归了一下类，大约归了一下类，有14类在这里。
There are many categories that I have to put up if I have to have all the details for everyone. But I'm categorizing 14 teams here.
那还有可能呢，可能还会有落下的。如果落下的话呢，很抱歉。
I probably have forgotten some. I'm very sorry about that if I forget it.
我想我们所有的弟兄姐妹在服事，这么多的弟兄姐妹在服事中呢，我们所花的时间加起来，我不知道，可能要几千个小时，几万个小时，我是没办法计算的清楚。
So if you add up all the hours put together by sisters and brothers for serving the project, I think it's probably beyond several thousand or even tens of thousands of hours.
没有办法细细的细说，那我只想分享两点。
I really can't give too much details. I just want to share two main points.
那一个呢，是我们弟兄姐妹的吃苦的心智，我们真的很能吃苦。
And the first one is how tough our brothers and sisters are.
去年冬天，应该是今年一月份的时候，我们建筑商在我们这个西边建一条长长的这个围栏。
So last January, our general contractor was building a very long fence.
那个围栏在我在到那边去的时候呢，刚好跟我们邻居的一个铁丝围栏呢，就几乎要重合了，所以那个铁丝围栏呢需要拆掉。
So our fence sort of overlapping with our neighbor's fence.
那建筑商呢就要求我们自己拆掉。
And we had to remove neighbor's fence, and the contractor asked us to remove the fence.
那当时弟兄们呢说，哎，我们要赶时间嘛，那么他们就选了一个最早的一个周六来干活。
So the brothers and sisters was trying to rush to remove the fence, so they chose the earlier Saturday to work on this.
刚好那个周六呢是今年冬天过去年冬天最冷的一天。
It happens that that Saturday was the coldest.Day of the entire winter.
所以你可以看到左上面那个照片，是我们弟兄戴着帽子在那里，那个围栏已经拆掉了，那个邻居的围栏已经拆掉了。
So if you can see the picture on the left, that the neighbor's fence was already removed.
他们冒着烟还把围栏拆掉。那么我们的建筑商呢，他很佩服我们，你们这么能干，这么能吃苦。
Our contractor was so amazed that our brothers and sisters are so tough.
啊，这是一个。第二个我想分享的呢是弟兄姐妹合一的心智。
Another one that I want to share with you is how unified we are.
布置新堂呢有很多的事情需要做，有一些事情你看起来很简单，但是真正做出来呢，要花很多的时间和精力。
So there are many decorating tasks that we have to work on. Some of them seem very easy, simple to do, but actually when you do it, it requires a lot of time.
比如说你看这一套音响系统哈，这边有两个喇叭。那边有两个喇叭，然后这个 projector， 这看起来好像不是很复杂，挺简单，是吧
？So you can see that, you know, for example, the audiovisual system. There's a speaker here, there's a speaker there, and there's a projector at the end. Seems to be quite easy setup.
但是真正把它做成这个样子呢，是很复杂的一件事情。从设计啊，到这个拉线，到最后的安装，是花了 弟兄们很多的心力，很多的时间。
But the final ending result requires a lot of effort from design, installation, to planning. It requires a lot of time and effort from brothers and sisters.
比方说你看这四个喇叭，右边两个，左边两个。你这安装的时候，大家最大的担心是什么？
So as you can see, there are four speakers here. So do you know the biggest concern people had when they were installed?
就是说千万不要掉下来。
Oh my God, don't fall. Please don't fall.
那为了确保这一点呢，我们很多同工花了很多的功夫心思呢，设计得很好，那装的时候呢也装得非常的牢靠。
To ensure they're safe and sound and don't fall, brothers spend a lot of time designing.
所以你们坐在下面的两位弟兄不要担心，肯定掉不下来。
So the two brothers sitting right underneath the speakers, 这边我们的牧师坐在那边，
绝对掉不下来。
So the brothers sitting right underneath the speakers, don't worry, they won't.
我有的时候呢，就特别的愿意在那边要坐一会儿。为什么呢？因为我心里面有一个特别的平安。
So sometimes I would like to sit right underneath the speaker because my
那种平安是很特别的。
My heart is filled with peace.
所以你装一套这个音响系统啊，你看起来很简单，但是要花很多的时间跟精力。那么你布置整个教堂，你可以想想有多少的事情要做，需要花多少的时间跟精力。
Just installing the audio system requires that much time. Can you imagine how much more time people need to spend on the entire church?
这个film,
you see the window films. You know, putting on the window films is not easy.
还有走廊里的那个挂幅，我们那个五个 W 那挂幅，那挂上去很不容易挂的。
And hanging the long decoration in the hallway, the long.
在搬入新堂前的最后两个礼拜里面。哇，那真的是很多的事情要做，因为我们希望能够赶在复活节之前可以搬进来，很多的事情要做。
The last 2 weeks before moving in, as we were trying to move in, before the Easter holiday, there were so many things that needed to be done.
在那两个礼拜的时间里，我是 totally lost, 我是摸不着头绪了。
So during that 2 weeks, I was totally lost.
但是感谢神，神绝对不会摸不着头绪。
But praise the Lord, God was not clueless.
他掌管每一件事情，他看顾每一个细节。
God controls everything. He takes care of every detail.
他兴起众多的弟兄姐妹来填补每一个空缺，满足每一个需要，顶起每一个责任。
So he raised up so many brothers and sisters and filled every hole, accommodated every need, so that.
我感到非常奇妙的呢，是在那两个礼拜的时间里面，其实整个建堂过程中都是这样。你看到的。不是一个一个个人的在做事。
I was really amazed. Actually, through the entire process of the building project, you don't really see an individual working.
你是看到的是一个完整的身体，在耶稣基督里面同心合一的服事。
You see the unity of a body of Christ serving together.
这个经文告诉我们，以色列人在建圣殿的时候呢，他们是听不到榔头、斧子跟铁器的声音。
So this Bible verse tells us that when the Israelites were building their holy temple, they couldn't hear the sound of chisel or any other iron tools.
那我们在建堂，我们在布置新堂的过程当中，我们听到很多工具的声音。
So when we were decorating the church, we heard a lot of sounds.
Sounds of tools.
Sounds of tools.
但是呢，我们听不到抱怨的声音。
But we couldn't hear any complaints.
我们没有听到指责的声音。
We couldn't hear any accusations.
我们没有听到批评的声音。
We couldn't hear any criticism.
弟兄姐妹在仁爱、喜乐、和平里面火热合一的服事。
We were working in peace, in joy. We were all serving in zeal.
谦卑的服事。
And with humbleness.
那对我来讲呢，这是非常美好的一个经历。我相信许多弟兄姐妹也都经历到了。
To me, it's such a wonderful experience. I believe a lot of you have experienced that as well.
在整个建堂过程当中，教会是基督的身体，这一个呢，对我们来讲不仅仅是一个道理。
So throughout the entire building process, church is the body of Christ. To us, it's just not a preaching.
It's not just a theory. It is a reality. 它是一个实际，是一个真实的经历。那感谢赞美神。荣耀归给他。
Praise the Lord. Glory to our Lord.
刚才
刚才这个建宗提到说，神为我们预备了这个很多的人才，到需要的时候，哎，人就带来了。
So just now, Brother Jian Zhong said that you know God raised up many brothers with talents and gifts.
And we need them. They're here. 跟我们讲说，你们教会很特别。
So the contract told us your church is very special.
从来没有这样的经历说，哎，你们这个哎，到时候你们都骗不了，就糊弄不了你们。
So he said that it's very hard to cheat on us.
下面我来跟大家分享一下这个建堂过程当中神怎样来供应我们建堂所需要的资金。
And next, I want to share with you the provision from God and the offering in building fund.
建堂是一个很大的工程。
The building fund is a large project. There's a lot of people, labor.
所以要讲建堂的时候，那首先问到的问题是什么？需要多少钱？
So the big
钱从哪里来？
So the big question that we ask is, you know, how much do we need and where the fund is coming from?
像刚才齐毅分享到说，实际上教会我们从很多年前，应该讲是2010年的，其实2010年的以前，我们就已经开始看很多的地方。
So just now, Qi brother said that we even before 2011, we have looked at many lots.
那除了地点和那个地外，但最主要的是什么？钱太贵。
But besides the location and other factors, the most important factor is really cost.
所以到这个2011年的时候，那同工们就是在这一块地方，那当时就看了这块地，刚才讲说真的是说大家都觉得很满意，当时花了85万块钱买了这一块地。
So in 2011, when we saw this piece of lot, we were all very happy with it, and then it cost us $850,000 to purchase this land.
也很奇妙，当时神已经在教会里面把这个需要的人才已经预备好了。
Very amazingly, God has already raised up many brothers with gifts.
我把建筑设计、土木设计、建筑这个结构设计都有了。
So our architectural designer, civil engineer,
还有电工的设计啊，我们当时这个齐毅、Kevin、莫长老还有 Michael。
Yeah, and even electricians, Kevin, Qi, and Elder Mo.
所以买了地以后，大家知道当时说还没办法盖，所以当时就开始在计划，开始在筹算说这块地我们能够盖什么样的堂。
So after we purchased the lot, we were thinking what kind of building we wanted.
所以到了2013年的时候，那开始刚才齐毅分享了，开始有了一些比较具体的方案。
So around 2013, we had some more plans that are more concrete.
所以刚开始这时候还是很粗略，那但是对于建什么样的堂需要多少钱，那开始有了一些比较具体的概念。
So even though it was still rough, but we had some pretty good idea already at the time how much it would cost and what kind of building we wanted.
所以到2013年9月的时候，那我们教会所决定要开始建堂的工程。
So around September 2013, our church has decided to build our building.
所以看看大家上面说刚开始的那个觉得是预算是多少？400万。
In the very beginning, the budget was around $4 million.
当时我们已经觉得是太多太多，我们承受不了。
At the time, we thought it was so much that we couldn't afford it.
但是后面随着这个设计越来越具体，对这个需要的价格也是在逐渐增长。
So.A bit later, as we come to know more details about the building project, the cost kept going up.
所以从2014年、2015年到2016年的时候，最后的这个预算是563万。
So till the end of 2016, the budget became $5.63 million.
下一个。那这个大家肯定看得不太清楚，后面下一个。2013年8月份，我们刚刚开始建堂的时候，开工程刚刚开始要考虑建堂的时候，我们的建堂基金只有70万。
So around August 2013, when we started to think about building the project, our building fund is around 700,000.
所以我们去向附近好几个教会去请教说，我们怎么样来做这个建堂的筹款。
So we were trying to get advice from neighborhood churches how we can raise fund for our project.
我们都是从头开始学习。
We all learn from scratch.
所以十月份的时候，我们教会有一个为建堂的认捐。
So in October we had a pledging event within our church.
当时几个月的时间，我们认捐的有120万。
So within a few months, people pledged $1.2 million.
所以当时我们就有了第一个主要的筹款的目标。
So at that, during that time, we had our first target for the fundraising.
就是说我们要筹款到建堂预算的60%的时候，我们才能够说真的去建筑师签约，我们真正开始说社区开始建堂。
Yeah. So our target was 60% of the total building cost, and then we can only by then we can sign contract with a contractor.
因为当时估计说这个设计和审批的过程大概要1.5年左右的时间。
Because we were estimating the permitting process would take us 1.5 years.
所以，感谢到了2014年夏天的时候，我们第一个筹款目标就达到了。
So by the end of summer 2014, our first fundraising target was reached.
所以我们可以和建筑师签约。
So we could sign our contract with our architect.
那当时看到说，我们除了当时弟兄姐妹认捐的120万以外，我们还有更多的持续的风险。
So besides the 1.2 million pledged, we were continuing to receive offerings from brothers and sisters.
那第二个重要的筹款目标是在建筑设计，我们要与建筑商签合同。
So the second target is when we signed the contract with our contractor.
那这个可以开始施工
before construction.
那根据我们当时跟银行所签订的建筑贷款，那我们的需要是283万，我们自己要筹款也283万。
So based on the construction loan that we acquired from the bank, our portion of fundraising needed to be $2.83 million.
到了2016年的最后一个主日的2016年3月最后一个主日的时候，我们奉献达到282万。
So at the last Sunday of March 2016, our offering was $2.82 million.
那我们想应该差不多可以了哈，但是呢。就在那个主日那个月的最后前几天结束的前几天，然后有一个弟兄我突然在上班的时候，一个弟兄看到给我一个邮件，他说有一个这个转账还有10000块钱风险，你注意查一下。
So we thought we were almost there, but just before a few days before the end of the March, I received an email from a brother saying that hey, there's a offering for $10,000 that is wired, please go check it out.
所以我们祷告，所以我们要这么做，我们才行。神就让我们说没有任何的疑惑。
We prayed, we needed so much, and God has provided exactly what we needed.
所以我们在4月份顺利的与建筑商签订这个合同，开始施工的。
So in April, we were able to sign our contract with our builder. Yeah.
那最后一个筹款的目标是在这个2017年底能够拿到入住许可。然后呢，在这个跟银行这个closing 之前呢，能够达到370万，当时我们是这样一个目标。
So the next fundraising target was by the end of December 2017, before we close our loan with our bank. Our goal was $3.7 million.
那到了去年年底，2017年12月底的时候，我们筹款了350万。
So by the end of December last year, our fundraising actual was $3.5 million.
但是刚才知道说是12月份因为什么漏水，那所以呢我们没有办法那个结束那个。
Yeah, so because of the leaking problem that Brother Jian Zhong has mentioned just now, we couldn't close the deal.
那到今年的2月份，那我们教会有一个年轻的弟兄，那他以前是在我们教会长大的孩子，他现在在外地工作。那他了解到这个教会建堂的需要，所以他就有感动，神就感动他，他把他创业赚到的第一桶金，他要献给神。
So this February, and through a brother who has grown up in this church, now he's working in other areas of the country. So when he heard our need, he wanted to offer the first bucket of gold that he's made from his startup company for the building project.
所以到2月底的时候。我们的建堂基金刚好达到370万。
So by the end of February, our actual project building fund reached $3 million.
所以我们9月份搬进来的，3月份我们就拿到入住许可，我们就搬入新堂。
So when did we move in? In March, when we got our occupancy certificate.
是不是觉得很神奇啊
？Yeah. Do you think it's amazing?
我想神听我们的祷告，他参与我们的计划，但是安他的时候，他来为我们成就。
God really listened to our prayers and he participated in our plan, but it is per his plan that he made the whole thing happen.
那其实这个中间还有很多很多在这个这个银行打交道啊，跟这个 county 打交道，还有很多方面的事情，但是常常让我们有这样的惊喜。
So there are many things that through, you know, working with the bank, with working with the county, we have experienced such wonders.
那在这个整个的建堂过程当中哈，大家记得牧师并没有在讲台上专门为建堂筹款来讲奉献。
So if you recall, throughout the entire building process, our pastor did not really ask for really to pledge or try to raise funds for the building project.
但是他一直讲说，只有生命成长才能够甘心奉献。
But he always says that unless your spiritual life grows, then you will not offer willingly.
那只有甘心乐意的奉献才能蒙神喜悦。
But only if you willingly offer, he will be pleased.
那在建堂的过程当中呢，也是建造生命的过程。
So through the building project is really the building of our lives.
那建造心里的殿比建造外面的殿更重要。
Building our inner temple is more important than the temple outside.
因为感谢神在这个建堂过程当中他丰富的供应。
Praise the Lord for his abundant provisions to us.
那特别要感恩的是说我们每一个弟兄姐妹
Especially I want to give thanks to every brothers and sisters.
我们都积极的参与奉献，无论是老的、少的、远的、近的。
Yeah, we all actively participate in offering, you know, the old, the young, the far, the near.
孩子们奉献他们的零花钱。
Even children donate their pocket money.
老年人他们奉献他们的退休金。
Elders offer their retirement fund.
许多离开教会搬到外地的弟兄姐妹，他们也继续为建堂奉献。
Even including those brothers and sisters who have left the church who moved to other parts of the country.
还有许多的弟兄姐妹都是做了额外的奉献。
And a lot of brothers and sisters made extra offering.
就是说在平常的实业奉献以外的。
Beyond the tithe.
在过去的五年当中，他们为建堂的奉献是300万。
In the past 5 years, our offering to the building project was 3 million.
刚才看我们刚开始是多少？70万。
In the beginning,
我们现在达到目标是370万。
In the beginning, we had 700,000 building fund, and now we have altogether 3.7 million.
所以这个在五年前刚刚开始的时候，我想这是不敢想象的。所以刚才说400万，觉得这个是很难很难达到的目标。
So in the very beginning, it is very hard to imagine. We couldn't thought that we would have reached this goal.
但是神是信实的，在他凡事都能。
But God is faithful. For him, everything is possible.
那我想许多弟兄姐妹对这个马拉基书这段圣经都有很有体会。
A lot of you probably are touched by this verse from the book of Malachi.
Yeah. 我们没有哪一位因为奉献而缺乏，反倒是更加蒙福。
So none of us lack anything because we offer. On the contrary, we receive more blessing.
那我很喜欢出埃及记36章所描述的那样一幅景象。
I also like the picture described in Exodus 36.
所以当时会众为建造圣所奉献，大家一直奉献到摩西告诉他们说不要再拿了，不然已经绰绰有余了。
At the time, man or woman really try to offer anything that they have to the sanctuary to the moment when Moses said, please stop, please stop.
虽然我们还没有到说让大家不要再去继续为建造奉献的时候，
Even though we have not reached that stage yet,
我们还有160万贷款。
We still have 1.6 million mortgage.
但是我一点都不担心。
But I'm not worried at all.
因为我相信，在过去几年，神给我们的经历。
Because through the experience that God has given us in the past,
那我们的生命成长
years, and our lives have grown.
奉献已经成为我们生命的一部分。
Offering has become a part of us.
那这正是神要通过建堂要来建造我们。
This is exactly what God wants to build within us.
感谢神，愿神荣耀归给神。
Thank you.
I'll take a few words. 教会是或者是教会与教会存在着呢？好
，continue
Jeff or OK。我讲很短的几句话。
Our church is built by our God。
教会之所以成为教会，因为神在教会里头。
Church is church because God is in church。
我们个人可以经历神，我们在一起也可以经历神。
We can experience God individually. We can also experience God together。
我们经历了神对我们教会的引领。
We see that God's leading for our church。
神对教会的保护。
God's protection to our church。
从开工程开始到结束，感谢主，一切都平安。
From the beginning of construction to today, everything is good.
我们要感谢神给我们的供应。
We give thanks to God for His provision.
弟兄姐妹，在整个建堂过程中，你看到神的作为在我们中间。
Throughout the entire building process, you can see God's work among us.
刚才弟兄姐妹讲一句话非常好，直到如今，我们仍然在一起敬拜。
There was one great saying by a brother just now.
弟兄姐妹，这是神的特殊恩典。
Together worshiping God.
这是上帝的特殊恩典。
This is God's special grace.
你知道整个建堂过程当中都复杂，但知道如今我们仍然在基督里同心敬拜，这是恩典。
You have no idea how complicated the building process is, but to today we're still together, and that's God's special grace.
我们应当一起说赞美神。
We should all say together, praise the Lord.
感谢主啊！让我们在最后的时候，我要带大家一起来祷告，好吗？为整个弟兄姐妹的参与，好多弟兄姐妹在背后的祷告、爱心、参与、奉献来感恩，也为神的引领、保护、供应来感恩。好吗？我们一起来祷告来。
Let's pray together。
主，我们感谢你在我们中间行走。
Lord, we give thanks to you for walking among us。
因为你在我们中间，我们才经历如此多的喜乐、平安、保护、供应。
Because you are among us, we can experience so much joy, peace, protection, and provision。
主啊，这是你的殿，这是你的家。
Lord, this is your temple, your home。
你的恩典在这里显明出来。
Your grace manifested through。
我们都是你的儿女
We're all your children
让我们不断地经历你的丰盛经历你的信实
We continue to experience your abundance and faithfulness
让我们更多地认识你也知道怎么来敬拜你
And we know you more and we worship you more
愿一起来到我们中间的一些朋友们愿来经历你的祝福
Among us, there are many friends who come and please receive blessing from
让他们也能遇见你
Let them meet you as well
来认识你
Let them know you as well.
让我们这个教会成为一个祷告的殿。
Let our church be the temple of prayers.
让我们在祷告中敬拜。
Let us worship through our prayers.
让我们在歌唱中敬拜。
Let us worship through our singing.
让我们在聆听你真道的中来敬拜。
Let us listen to your true truth.
让我们在奉献中来敬拜。
Let us worship you through our offering.
让我们在各种服事中来敬拜。
Let us worship you through our serving.
因为你是我们教会的中心。
Because you're the center of our church.
你是教会的头。
You're the head of our church.
你是教会的生命。
You're the life of our church.
让你的儿女一起来敬拜你。
Let our children worship you.
愿这殿后来的荣耀大于先前的荣耀。
Be the glory from the glory of this temple in the future be greater than the past.
让人民高高的被举起。
May your name be lifted high.
让你的教会成为金灯台发光。
May your church become the golden lampstand.
愿圣灵充满你的教会。
May life be filled within the church.
为众多弟兄姐妹的祷告、爱心奉献，主你纪念他们。
Lord, please remember all the offerings and the loyalties of the brothers and sisters to you.
为他们忠心、为他们合一的心，主你恩待他们。
For their unity, their loyalty, please bless them.
继续使用他们。
Please continue to use them.
用我们一切所做的一切来荣耀你，来见证你。
Through everything that we do to glorify your name, to witness your name.
这样祷告，信奉恩主耶稣基督的圣名。
I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
感谢主，我们为这么美好的见证，我们感谢主。
Praise the Lord. Give thanks to our Lord for such wonderful testimonies.
好不好？我们都跟隔壁左右的弟兄姊妹说一声，感谢主的恩典。
Can we say to our neighbors?Praise our Lord for His graces.
可能这个建堂的这么复杂的一个过程，大概80%-90%的人都没有很深入的参与进去，所以对他们弟兄和长老还有牧师讲的，我们可能没有很多的概念。但是我们看到一幅美好的画面，就是大家都埋头工作的时候，神也在工作。我们在建立这个教堂的时候，神在建立。建立教堂的每一个人
Yeah, this building project is very complicated. Probably 80-90% people were not really involved in this process, so they probably couldn't understand very much how complicated, how much work it involves. But, you know, all together, we all serve together, so that's really a great, wonderful testimony to God.